This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 21st, 2006. I'm Jen Rourke. Coming up, addressing light pollution and a look at your AM 580 forecast. But first, today's news. A day after President Bush vetoed a measure to use federal funds on stem cell research, Governor Rod Blagojevich announced he'll put Illinois money towards it. As Amanda Vinicky explains, it was a decision he made without the approval from the General Assembly.
For the second year in a row, Blagojevich is using his power to fund embryonic stem cell research with taxpayer money. He issued an executive order directing $5 million from the budget be used to give out grants. The Republican trying to unseat Blagojevich in the November election, State Treasurer Judy Bart Topinka, says she too supports public funding of stem cell studies. But Topinka says Blagojevich should work with, not bypass, the legislature. Her spokesman, John McGovern.
It has soured his relationship with the legislature, and on important issues like this, they do deserve a debate.
Blagojevich spokeswoman Abby Ottenhoff says sick people shouldn't have to wait for a cure because of a legislative stalemate.
The potential benefits of this kind of research are far too important to sit back and do nothing.
Illinois lawmakers morally opposed to embryonic stem cell research previously voted down funding it, and no vote was taken on the funding proposal this year. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Champagne restaurant owner Sam Issa says he's optimistic that his wife and infant son can leave war-torn Lebanon this weekend.
Hopefully it's pretty sure, but not really 100%. She will be leaving Lebanon on Saturday morning, arriving in Cyprus a few hours later, and then hopefully a few days, 2 days later or so, maybe even one day, she'll be on her way back to the United States, and that's where we're at now.
Issa says he contacted Congressman Tim Johnson's office, which worked with the U.S. Embassy to help arrange space on an evacuation ship. Todi Issa and 13-month-old John went to Lebanon about 4 weeks ago to visit relatives, unaware that Israel was about to begin bombing in the country in its battle with Hezbollah. Sam says his wife and son are now holed up in the small northern Lebanese town of Hamat. He says his wife tells them that people there are more worried about the bombing cutting off the town's food supply than they are about direct violence. Sam and Todi Issa are both naturalized U.S. citizens, born in Lebanon. Sam Issa says they had visited Lebanon often in recent years, without trouble. But now he worries that a new civil war could break out in his homeland. Illinois colleges and universities say they need money to make building repairs. Sean Crawford reports at least one school is tapping students to help cover the cost. And that could become a trend on other campuses.
The University of Illinois has implemented a special fee beginning this fall for building maintenance. This after state government has repeatedly failed to pass a plan that would have allowed borrowing of money for that purpose. The $500 annual fee will go toward helping the school catch up on a backlog of repairs. Judy Irwin is director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. She says building maintenance has become a major problem and more colleges and universities could follow the U of I's lead.
One would never want to support increasing fees to students that they don't vote on themselves. I'm not sure what else colleges and universities can do. I don't know that we could make much in a bake sale, but we better start coming up with some other ways to do this.
Irwin says in some instances repairs are needed so the buildings remain safe for faculty and students. She says she's hopeful this fall, following the election, the Illinois legislature will agree on a program for construction and maintenance. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois' Attorney General says Illinois American Water Company made what it calls serious and pervasive errors in its record keeping, and that turned into excessive water bills. Lisa Madigan is asking the State Commerce Commission to reduce the utility company's charges. Her office is also calling on the ICC to initiate an independent audit of Illinois American. Assistant AG Susan Satter says Illinois American was losing a large amount of water and charging customers for the cost of it. She says the company was also selling more water than it was purchasing. Illinois American serves Champaign-Urbana, but these complaints about the water company stem from the Chicago suburbs and northeastern Illinois. Gas companies Ameren and Nicor have agreed to buy a synthetic form of natural gas from a plant being built just outside of Mount Vernon. The deal has been in the works for more than a year. The natural synthetic gas will be made from coal mined in Illinois. Dave Colata, head of the Citizens Utility Board, says this new method should result in savings on customers' energy bills.
Because what you're doing here is you're getting a stable hedge against volatile energy prices, and you're doing so at a price that is actually significantly below current market prices. So this is absolutely a good deal for Illinois consumers.
Colata says it's important to develop homegrown sources of energy. He says this is a good model for how to do it, as coal is plentiful in the state. The company developing the gasification plan says it should be finished in 2010. It's expected to bring 1,500 construction, mining, and operations jobs to southern Illinois. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jen Rourke. Sky glow, which obscures our view of the heavens at night, is the most commonly recognized effect of bad lighting, or light pollution. Rob Cantor has more in this week's Environmental Almanac.
Bad lighting also causes a number of other problems. It creates glare, which is light that shines in our eyes rather than on things we need to see, and light trespass, unwanted light that strays into our yards and windows. Bad lighting is also the source of what some call light clutter, the unappealing and visually confusing nighttime environment so common in modern cities. Beyond its undesirable visual effects, bad lighting also wastes energy, a lot of it. One reasonable calculation puts the cost of wasted light in the U.S. at $1 billion a year. The energy used to produce that light would equal at least 6 million tons of coal, or 23 million barrels of oil. Why is such waste so widely accepted? Because we've come to equate more light with better safety and security. But that is simply not the case. In fact, overly bright, misdirected light can actually do more harm than good. Light that shines in our eyes prevents us from seeing hazards as we walk or drive at night. Widely scattered, bright light also creates hard shadows, which can conceal criminals while making victims visible. Worst of all, excessive, poorly designed lighting can make us feel safe when we should actually be on guard. The principles of good lighting are really pretty simple. Good lighting shines down only where it is needed, rather than sideways where it causes glare, or up where it causes sky glow. Good lighting is bright enough to light only what needs to be illuminated and does not create harsh transition zones between light and dark areas. Good lighting is also energy efficient and on only when it is needed. It's actually pretty easy to spot well-designed light fixtures once you know what to look for. They have the light source high, with a top and sides that direct light downward. It's worth noting that you can illuminate even large areas, such as parking lots and ball fields, with such fixtures. In poorly designed fixtures, the light source is not fully shielded, either on the sides or at the top. The worst offenders are drop-lens Cobra fixtures, the ones that loom over our arterial streets in town and the lighted portions of many interstates. Most locales have a policy of replacing these as they wear out with far superior flat-lens fixtures that shine light only where it's supposed to go. Other poorly designed fixtures include the super bright barn light fixtures found on power company poles and decorative globes that shine light in all directions. You can do your part to reduce light pollution by replacing poorly designed fixtures on your property with well-designed ones. And remember as you do that, that you'll likely recover the cost of new fixtures with the money you save on electricity to operate them.
And now a look at your WILL AM 580 forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, patchy fog into mid-morning, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, north winds around 10 miles per hour, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 40%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s, north winds also around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, north winds around 10 miles per hour. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 21st, 2006. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jen Rourke, AM 580 News.